It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
That question for you, Charlie. Should Lee Anderson apologise for what he said?
Well, I think he probably should, but he should probably just apologise for the facts, which is, I think it's a fact to say that, you know, Sadiq Khan is not controlled by Islamists. I think that's something that was probably a bit clumsy. So I think he should probably
retract that. Making it personal about Sadiq Khan, the London mayor.
Exactly. But I think he should have the opportunity also to explain what he meant, because there is...
He has had the opportunity. He can tweet, he can do any... He can come on this show anytime he wants.
Oh, he could. We should invite him on. I think he should apologise, but then also explain what he actually meant by what he was trying to say, which I think is there is a sentiment out there about what he was trying to say.
Here's my take on this. I think the debate about this is being controlled itself by the editing of the interview that he did and the words he actually said. I'm going to play you a very short clip right now of that interview on, yes, our rival channel GB News, Lee Anderson talking about Sadiq Khan. Listen very, very closely, and in particular to a couple of words at the very end of what he had to say, which have mysteriously vanished from every other clip that I've seen played out on media. Let's have a watch and a listen to what Lee Anderson had to say.
He seems to be letting the not only the Jewish population down, but the whole population of London and Britain as a whole. And I heard the comments earlier you was making about Suella, some of the comments she made earlier this week. And I don't actually believe that these Islamists have got control of our country. But what I do believe is they've got control of Khan, and they've got control of London, and they've got control of Starmer as well.
They've got control of Starmer as well. Charlie, your face tells a picture. I didn't realise until this morning, when I found that full clip, that is what he said. This was all about his comments about Sadiq Khan, and the argument being... White, let's be honest, let's boil it down. White Tory criticises Muslim mayor of London for being controlled by Islamists. Well, also, white Tory criticises white Labour leader of being in the control of Islamists, extremists. That paints a completely different picture, does it? Because it wasn't just aimed at Sadiq Khan, although most of those comments were about it. He was saying they're in control of the London mayor, in control of London, and in control of the Labour leader as well, and would be next Prime Minister of this country.
I think that's right, and I had not seen that full clip.
I wonder why that's been edited out. I wonder. Anyone?
I think it paints a whole a different light, as you were saying, on that, because it is now the argument has been stoked up. You know, the tensions have increased because of the religious aspect, because of the mayor himself, as you were just rightly saying, you know, as a Muslim. And so I think that is a whole new light on the situation. But I think it is still incorrect to say that even Sir Keir Starmer is being controlled by Islamists, which is why...
And that's where I agree. I don't think they are being controlled, either man. Mm. And that's where I think the comments were wrong. Are they Islamophobic? Are they anti-Muslim? He was being very specific about two people who are elected representatives. Even if we just focus on Sadiq Khan, he is elected representative. We are entitled to criticise Sadiq Khan, regardless of his religion. It is a fair point that on the very day that Lee Anderson made these remarks, and everyone was criticising them, that very evening on Saturday, Tower Bridge, you know, one of the, you know, one of the most visible representations of our capital city, of our great country, was taken over by a mob of extremists waving Palestinian flags, letting off, you know, smoke bombs and flares and the like. And the police did nothing to move them on. As of, I believe, this morning, no arrests have been made. Even though, if I leave my bins out, I'm going to face a, OK, it's a civil, not a criminal issue, but I'm blocking the pavement, I'd be in trouble with my local council. But maybe you could just block an entire bridge. We've seen this with the climate protesters over the years as well, and I live in North London, I work in South London, I'm very aware when bridges are closed down, it brings London to a halt. So every single Saturday, we have these pro-Palestinian marches organised by groups, many of whom have close links to Hamas terror leadership in Qatar. We have London Bridge, so Tower Bridge in London closed down for hours on end. We have people doing protests outside Parliament where MPs are afraid to about how they're going to vote. We have procedure in Parliament, we are told, changed by Sir Lindsay Hoyle under pressure, we understand, via Labour leadership because of this threat. I mean, are we not allowed to talk about it?
And that goes to the heart of what I think Lee Anderson was trying to say, because of all of those examples that you've just given, including the projection of incitement of hate from the river to the sea, broadcast not just on any old public building, but on Parliament. And you're seeing it there on your screens now. You know, this is something that incites a division, that increases tension amongst particular communities. This is something that the Mayor of London has absolute responsibility for and the Metropolitan Police. We have free speech in this country. That's why we're one of the best countries in the world. But if it becomes hate speech and if it becomes inciting of sort of division, then that's when you need politicians to step up and act. And if you don't call things out for what they are, things like things that we've talked about before, like the Rochdale grooming gangs, for example, because of cultural differences, because of religious differences, whatever it is, whatever the example is, we need to be able to talk about these things, which is why I think there is a lot of sentiment shared with what Lee was trying to say.
Although I don't like the term hate speech, because then that's me saying that, you know, a trans woman isn't a woman is hate speech and under these edicts. So I don't like that. If it's against the law, it should be called out, and it is against the law to incite religious or racial hatred. So you think
jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Lee Anderson said I think he couched it in unhelpful terms. I think he was probably inaccurate. However, it is a matter of fact that these marches go ahead. The police don't do anything, even at the time. They don't arrest people. They deface, you know, war memorials and like, people are not arrested at the time, sometimes later, and then we see a little slap on the hand from a judge when someone has a picture of people paragliding in on the back of their jacket at a march, basically celebrating the slaughter of innocent people at a music festival in Israel. I mean, you know, what does that tell you? Completely against the law, but a slap on the hand nevertheless. When Sadiq Khan is not just London Mayor, but the Police and Crime Commissioner, he's able to decide the priorities of policing. He does not, it appeared, think that it is a priority to make sure that Jewish people in this city feel safe walking the streets on Saturdays. He doesn't feel this. It's a fair criticism for any elected representative of any party to make of Sadiq Khan, is it not?
Definitely. And I think that's why, you know, just a couple of days before, Suella Braverman, former Home Secretary, yep. who's been very vocal about these protests and very vocal about the failures of Sadiq Khan, in that context. So, of course, it's a fair criticism, entirely so, and rightly so. But it is just wording of, you know, being in control of
yeah.
or being controlled by Islamists, which is why I think that that sort of why that language matters.
Yeah, and the trouble is when we end up talking about the language, I do worry that that's where we kind of miss the point. So, to summarise, here's my take on all of this. Lee Anderson wasn't just criticising Sadiq Khan, he was also criticising Keir Starmer. But for some bizarre reason, all of the media clips of what Lee Anderson had to say don't include him saying that he was also criticising Keir Starmer, saying he was also being controlled by Islamists. Do I think that is actually the case? No, I don't think Sadiq Khan or Keir Starmer are actually controlled by Islamists. Do I think they are influenced by the threats that they pose? Absolutely. And you know how I know they are? Because even I am influenced by the threats. Because I'm afraid, as any right-thinking person should be, of the threats of extremists of any sort, because we know what extremists do. We've seen it on our streets, Westminster terror attack, 2 terror attacks at London Bridge, and numerous other terror attacks at Manchester Arena. I mean, Lee Rigby, do you want any more to prove my point? 3 MPs needing bodyguards in the House of Commons, the entire procedure of the House of Commons last Wednesday being changed because of threats to the safety of MPs if they vote, in quotes, the wrong way. Every Saturday, Jewish people basically saying to their kids, don't go into central London because there's a hate march on and you will not be safe. Tower Bridge on Saturday night being closed down by a mob calling for a change in our foreign affairs policy in relation to a ceasefire for Gaza. And if they don't get what they want, what will they do? And that's the issue. Anyone can protest. Anyone is entitled to peacefully protest for any policy change they want in this country. But they're not entitled to break the law. And they're definitely not entitled to threaten people. And when we have a lot of conversations about, oh, someone shouldn't have said this and didn't like that language, are we not missing the point of the actual threats that are being posed? And who is posing those threats? Because last time I looked, it wasn't Buddhists or evangelical Christians or, I don't know, Scientologists. It was extremist Islamists. And no, I don't mean the 4 million Muslims who live in this country side by side with everyone of other faith and no faith like me. I mean a sizable minority of people in this country who are signed up to a political ideology that wishes us ill. And that is a threat, not just to individuals and their safety, not just to MPs, but to you and to me at a pop concert, on a bridge, on the train, on the bus, anywhere. To a teacher wanting to teach his children about the Prophet Muhammad and the Charlie Hebdo cartoons in Batley. They are a threat to our way of life, to our democracy, to our freedom of speech, to our freedom to do anything in this country. And when we talk about the semantics of what a Tory backbench MP says or doesn't say about an elected representative, we are completely missing the point. And this is just what happened after Sir David Amess, the Tory MP who was brutally murdered in 2021 by an Islamic extremist. This is exactly what happened after his death. Because Parliament then had a whole day of debating about how hurty tweets were responsible on social media. No, no, extremist Islam was responsible for the death of that MP. And now the political and media debate is, well, did Lee Anderson say the right words? Is the Tory party more concerned with anti-Semitism than Islamophobia? And should Sir Lindsay Hoyle survive as Speaker of the Commons? Totally ignoring the elephant that's not just in the room, it's on the streets, it's on our public transport, it's in sports and music arenas, it is everywhere. And it is the threat of Islamist extremism. And anyone who doesn't think that threat exists day in, day out in this country as a clear and present danger has got their head in the sand. And it's high time our politicians stopped the pearl clutching about what one politician said and how he said it about any particular other politician, and actually talked about the real issue that we are facing in this country. Because if you're not talking about the right problem, you're not going to come up.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.